Question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right. We're back with another Answer of the Week.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know you weren't. You jumped. Where Joe and I discuss your answers to the question of the week. If you want to play along, all you got to do is follow us on Facebook or Twitter, where we will tell you to go to our forums when the new question of the week is posted.
See? Honestly, it's very complicated.
It all feeds into each other.
It's very complicated.
It's really quite easy. But we don't have time for this. We've got so many damn answers. Joe Patrick, what did we ask the nerds this week?
This week's question, what did you think of the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer? That's it.
That's it?
That's not it.
There's nothing.
We want to know your hopes and dreams.
Okay.
What you're afraid of.
Okay.
What your reservations are.
All right.
How excited you are.
I love
how many
it.
Times you had to change your pants. I don't know.
Sounds great.
Any of that stuff.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. First call comes from Battle Creek, Michigan. I believe it's TD Dubs. Let's see what he had to say about the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer.
Hey, Joe and Matt. It's the TD Dubs, your prodigal child, THN Love Slave. I thought I'd share my opinion on what I've seen so far of the Spider-Man 2 trailer, or the most recent trailer. As far as these superhero movies go, you can pretty much bet that the second movie is going to be better than the first, because Superman 2 is better than Superman, X-Men 2 was better than the first X-Men, The Dark Knight was better than Batman Begins. I think you kind of get my point here. With Spider-Man 2, you were going to see, well, maybe it's going to be better than the first, because with the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2, that was a much better movie than the first one. Alfred Molina's Doc Ock was better than the just really bad Green Goblin in that first Spider-Man movie. It's just so frustrating. It just broke my train of thought. But anyway, with this Spider-Man movie, it seems that there's too much going on. There's just too many characters. You've got the Green Goblin, now played by Chris Cooper. You've got Rhino by Paul Giamatti. And then you've got Jamie Foxx as Electro. Three villains, one movie, too many stories. You got to still get into the subplots, the relationship with Gwen Stacy, story about his dad. It's just too much in one movie. If this were a TV series, I think you could easily space this out over a season and have a really good story. As far as the movie, probably what? 2 hours in length? You're just doing too much at once. There's too many explosions and cars flying, and what the hell was that chase scene between Spider-Man and Electro in that building? I don't know what that was. It just looks like it's just visuals over plot, and there's not much to go on here. It's just going to be Spider-Man talks, fights, and it just goes on. This looks like a mess. Looks like it could be almost as bad as Spider-Man 3, which was absolutely dreadful. All right, TD Dubs is working on a Christmas story for the Tales of the TD Dubs. I promise. Cross my heart, hope to die. See you guys later. Bye.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. The prodigal son.
A lot of talk from this guy about writing stuff.
We lost him months ago. He wandered off.
I forgot his name.
I did too. He's not happy.
Controversial.
That's a big thumbs down. A big thumbs down. And I think it might be a little soon to say there's too much going on.
I think that we should save our own reactions.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm just saying.
I think it's interesting that was the reaction that he had.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
What a jerk, right? Jeez. Moving right along. All the way from Omaha, Nebraska. This one starts out, according to our Google Translate, dude, 6'2", it's Tuesday. I'm going to a bus.
It's Wooly Toots.
It is Wooly Toots. It's got to be. He's the only person that rides the bus in Omaha. Let's see what he had to say.
Dude, it's the Toots. It's Tuesday. I'm waiting for my bus. Figured I'd give you a call and let you know what I think about your answer of the week, the Spider-Man 2 amazing trailer, yippee. Okay, well, I'm not excited by it at all. That's partly all on me, though, because I had a breakup with Spider-Man, I want to say, in 2012, maybe 2011, actually. I didn't like the first movie. I'm not interested by this movie. I'm not interested by where they're going with his family. I'm not interested with... I feel like Spider-Man is such a retread now. I've said it about the comic books, where it's like same old Peter Parker problems, same old bullshit, same old stupid Aunt May, Same old, same old. I'm not excited. I will tell you this. I like the robot Rhino, or if it's an armor suit or whatever it is. I think he looks cool. It's cooler than saying that the weird skin grafted to him. I don't know. It just seems crazy. It's super techy. Everything's so techy. So, like, those vulture wings are, well, whatever. Like, they showed all that stuff, and I feel like that's all just a big teaser. Kind of like the Asgardians had their weapon case in the first Thor movie. But then again, they do show six chambers open up, so Sinister Six coming out. I don't know. Whatever. Sony can do whatever they want. I'll watch it. And then I'll just complain about it, because I am a grumpy old man.
He is a grumpy old man.
It's 0 for 2.
Yeah, that's two thumbs down we've got so far.
He raises some points. You know, they are taking a different track with this movie. They're doing a lot of the... They're kind of doing the ultimate version, where there's kind of a conspiracy with his dad and his science work and stuff. The first enthusiastic endorsement of the Rhino suit.
Yeah. There we go. And we'll get to that. I have some thoughts on it as well. We'll get there.
Oh, I have thoughts.
Next, we got another one from Omaha. Harvey Locust. We haven't heard from him for a little bit. I missed Harv. Let's see what Harvey has to say.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Harvey Locust calling in my answer of the week. Still haven't dusted off the old podcasting equipment to record an MP3, but maybe one of these days I'll get around to it. Anyway, as for the answer to the question of the week about the Spider-Man 2 trailer, I think it looks good. I have high hopes. You know, I was really reluctant to see the last one, and once I fell in gay love with Andrew Garfield, I had to watch it, so I did, and I actually enjoyed it a lot more. Now, I want to precede this by saying I'm not a Spider-Man fan. I think the best Spider-Man comic book out there is Wolverine versus Spider-Man, where Wolverine basically tells Spider-Man, you're being a dick and quit around and for me and this chick. But, so... That being said, I love Andrew Garfield, so I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to love it no matter what. Later.
Thanks for giving me something to bleep there, Harv. I appreciate the extra work. I don't recall that Spider-Man comic, but...
Well, Spider-Man versus Wolverine,
I remember that,
was the comic in the 80s where, like, Ned Leeds died.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Ned Leeds is the Hobgoblin. Oh, dead.
Yeah, it was a great book, too.
I don't know if that's the one he's talking about.
I don't know.
But Wolverine and Spider-Man have never really been super bros, so.
I will say I, too, have deep gay mad love for Andrew Garfield. He's a cute dude. Good looking dude. Somebody to love. Well, we only got 3 phone calls this week, which, a little upsetting. We do like the phone
calls. It's not upsetting.
The good news is we have got a whole pile of MP3s. This is crazy.
So many MP3s.
How many MP3s we got? One appears to start Stephen Fino. This is his first time entering the MP3 club.
First time, long time.
Steve, I'm not going to lie to you. It's getting ugly, and there's been a lot of name calling on Twitter. Let's see what you got, buddy.
So, this is Stephen responding to the question of the week. The question being, what is my opinion on the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer? I would say I'm cautiously optimistic about things. I thought that it looked pretty good. The scenes of Spider-Man fighting looked pretty good. I liked his repartee with Gwen Stacy. I liked the scenes of him interacting with Harry Osborn. One thing I know that other people are complaining about is the fact that there are 3 villains, the Green Goblin, the Rhino, and Electro. And while most people are saying that, oh, since Spider-Man 3 did it and that was bad, this is movie is doing it, that would be bad. Spider-Man 3 was bad because it was terribly written, not because it had 3 villains. If they did it well, I think Spider-Man 3 could have worked however many villains they had. And we know that Amazing Spider-Man seems to be building towards the Sinister Six movie, so it makes sense that they would try and get a lot of villains in there. And as long as they do it well, I can't see it being a problem. My one thing with the villains, though, I liked how Elektra looked, and I don't really have enough visuals of the Green Goblin to get an opinion on that, but I don't really like the Rhino being a Transformer. It just, I don't know. I don't really like what I've seen so far of that. I'm not going to say I don't like it permanently, though. If I see it more of it, and I'll wait until I see the actual movie to say whether or not I liked it or not. So, all in all, I'm cautiously optimistic about Amazing Spider-Man 2. I like the first one quite a bit, and I like Andrew Garfield in the role, and I'm interested in seeing how it goes from here. So, thanks. Bye.
Steven? I gotta know where you're from, buddy. I'm detecting a little bit of an accent there, and I gotta know where you're from.
I'm gonna be real honest, Steven. We can't really... We're having a hard time making some sense of most of your message.
It's a little blown out. But I'll email you with some hints that'll help you clean that up a little bit.
But hey, listen. You took the time to send an MP3.
We appreciate it.
Your sleeveless jean jacket's on the way.
That's
you are
right.
Officially, as requested, Master of Coin of the MP3 crew.
Yes, he declared himself Master of
Coin.
He
doesn't want to be in with the squabbling over the crown.
I get that. It's a rough place to be right now.
Master of Coin is the real power. We all know it. Steven's points. People are upset about three villains. They're saying too many villains equals too many problems, equating it to Spider-Man 3. He's adopting a wait-and-see attitude about the Rhino. Again, a mention of the Sinister Six.
Right.
And where it's going. People are picking up on what this trailer seems to be putting down so far.
Yeah.
I will say we're going to talk about it more when we get to our opinions, but I'm feeling him on the Rhino thing. Appreciate you sending in an MP3, Steven.
Yes. And like I said, I'll hit you up. We'll email and
we'll work on it for next time.
We'll get this a little better.
And credit to Steven. He did answer last week's question. He joined the MP3 crew officially last week. However, we had already recorded.
Well, he joined officially this week. He just got jumped in.
A retroactive welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, Steve-O.
To Steven Fino.
He just got sexed in. Randy Andrews, always good for an MP3. Let's see what he thought of the Amazing Spidey 2 trailer.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews again with answering the question of the week. I have to say, I'm really excited about this trailer. I'm really excited about the movie. The only thing I'm really hesitant about is why they have to bring in information about his parents. Because in the comics, we never get anything on his parents.
You're so
wrong! We never knew anything about them. That he was raised by his Uncle Ben and Aunt May. Besides that fact, getting Harry Osborn in there, getting Norman Osborn still to see him is great, and I think Jamie Foxx as Electro is going to be awesome. I love that scene where he's flying through the different electric, whatever they are, conduits. And I think the graphics are amazing. The visuals are really stunning. I like his outfit. It's even better than the first Amazing Spider-Man. And I think it develops Gwen Stacy's character a bit more. And I'm just really excited about it. I know it seems like I'm ranting, but I have to say it's going to be a really cool movie. And I'm looking forward to it. So that's my answer, and hope you like it. Bye-bye.
Randy's very happy.
To sum it up, really excited.
He's really excited. I love the gentle scribbling, and then the music fades up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I picture like Randy talking to us from his high-back leather chair in his library.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there.
Yeah, he turns around, and he's got a robe on, like, oh, pardon me. Come in, won't you? I'm Randy Andrews. And I'd like to welcome you to the Randy Andrews Hour.
Randy mentions the Spider-Man costume.
You have a point of order with the family. Let's get to that first.
It is not touched on often, and it probably hasn't been mentioned in many years, but what happened to Spider-Man's parents was absolutely a point of contention in the history of the character.
They have definitely been around.
In the Marvel Universe, in the main Marvel Universe, Peter's parents were S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and they were murdered by the Red Skull.
It's true.
Red Skull 2, because Red Skull 1 was still in suspended animation.
Red Skull also. T-O-O. Like Teen Wolf 2.
Right. It was like faked as a plane crash. In the Ultimate Universe, Peter and Richard and Mary Parker also die under mysterious circumstances.
Yes.
Peter's dad is a scientist. He's done all this shady stuff.
He was working on like the web fluid and stuff like that, right?
He did some web fluid stuff. He created the Venom symbiote.
Yes.
Because it was
supposed to be like a cure for cancer.
Cancer research, yeah.
Yeah.
So, his parents having secrets is absolutely a part of Spider-Man canon.
Right.
And I think it's awesome that they are touching on this in these, because the Raimi movies didn't. And I think it's really
not
cool.
At all.
It adds a new level.
They didn't even mention his parents in the Raimi movies.
I don't think they did.
No, not as I don't recall anything.
Nope.
No. Moving right along, Cameron Williams.
Welcome aboard, Cameron.
Welcome to the MP3 crew, Cameron. Good to have your jean jacket there. By the way, none of you are members yet. You're all prospects. That means you get this patch that says prospect on it. And when you prove that you're worthy of membership, then you can become part of the MP3 crew and you get the Lords of Discipline Grim Reaper with the sickle on it and everything. So you guys have all got your jackets, but they've all got prospect badges on them. And when you get really good...
What are you talking about? What are you talking about that gives out prospect badges?
We do. We give out the prospect badge.
But you're referencing it like it's a real life thing that happens.
It is a real life thing. It's what happens in bikers gangs.
They get badges, patches on their jean jackets that say prospect.
Yeah, it means I'm trying to get in. And then after you're done, you cut off your prospect badge.
Are you sure you don't mean pledges, like fraternity
pledges?
No.
They're prospects. So we've got a couple that we'll announce on this episode that are full on in.
You know what?
Cameron Williams, your official prospect. You'll get your jean jacket in the mail, buddy. Let's see what you had to
this
say.
This is news to me. He's making this up on the
spot. That's how it works. That's how the gang works.
Hi, Andrea's fan club. This is Cameron Williams, Wasgo on Twitter. Watching the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer makes me realize I still desperately want a Peter Parker movie. So far, Sony seems intent on having more fake Peters than the Clone Saga. While Garfield's broody dumb jock is a welcome change from Maguire's spectacular spider stalker, he still fails to capture any of the charm of the actual character. And by overloading this movie with three villains, the only thing I'm looking forward to is, because it's a sequel, they're not going to make me wait half the film for Uncle Ben to die again. I'm really hoping he stays dead at this point. As for the king of the MP3 crew, it goes without saying that Aaron Myers is the Peter Parker to Amazing Spider-Brad's Norman Osborn. It doesn't matter who has the better resources or the better gear, you should always bet on Spider-Man. Aaron's voice has such an undefinable quality, a timbre of character, that to go with anyone else would show a complete lack of responsibility. But I should note, there is the fact that without Andrea talking him into a podcast, Aaron wouldn't have any podcast gear at all. In fact, he'd still be doing minor guest stints on other podcasts. And she edits the show every week and writes the scripts. In fact, I'm not 100% certain who writes his answers for this. But ignoring all that, Aaron totally wins.
How much did he pay you, Cameron? That's what I need to know.
Back up. Cameron Williams only called in with an MP3 to defend Aaron Myers. His patch is revoked.
Yeah, this is why you get prospect patches before you actually get your Lords of Discipline patch. Okay? You're not an MP3 original yet, buddy. All right?
Still, happy he called in.
Yeah, he does not like Andrew Garfield as Peter Parker.
He likes him better than Tobey Maguire.
I don't think there's any question that he's better than Tobey.
Another comment about too many villains.
Okay. That seems to be a popular theme.
And then some stuff about how great Andrea is, but yes. We already knew that.
Yeah, we all know that.
All right.
She secretly runs this show, too. She writes our scripts. Moving right along, Bradley Moore is back with another MP3, The Amazing Spider-Brad.
I don't even know if my heart can take it.
I know. Let's just see what happens here, and then I've got an announcement for Brad.
Hey, true believers, it's the Amazing Spider-Brad swinging into action, and when I'm not riding Lockjaw to Joe's house so he could crap on his lawn, because Lockjaw does not like being told what he can or cannot do, I'm flipping up my answer to the question of the week. I had originally planned on just a regular response talking about the Spider-Man movie, because obviously I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. But there had to be some type of a Twitter turf war, which left me with no choice but to do this.
Oh, wow.
Amazing Spider-Brad.
Where you at, Aaron Myers?
Goldstein.
Yes, Mr. Stark.
Give me a fat beat.
Amazing Spider-Man number 2 is what we talking about. I saw the trailer on YouTube and it made me want to shout with excitement. Garfield is the right fit. Part of me is convinced that Gwen Stacy's gonna bite it. Let's talk about the cast. Jamie Foxx is Max Dillon. Didn't think I'd like it, but he'll make a good villain. Dane DeHaan is Harry without the cornrows. Giamatti in a tracksuit playing Robot the Rhino.
Do you need more to see that I am the king?
Wow. This is intense.
Let's talk about the action, cause right now it's gonna get huge. Slow motion explosions and while the web's singing, you can do. I don't know if you saw it, but I'm thinking about the gauntlet. I just don't understand this ginger green goblin. I'm sitting back in awe as we pass through labs of Oscorp. We got vulture wings, dark arms, and six rising doors. Is this a glimpse of the Sinister Six? I ain't gonna hate, I'll stay an optimist. Once again, that was Justin Vaughn, the mad scientist of Field Club, providing the fat beats. Sorry, guys, but you pushed me to it. I'm not giving up the throne that easily. I did want to add one thing, and it's just, I think I'm just frustrated with maybe Spider-Man movies in general, but we're always skipping over villains. They're not showing up in the movies the same orders that they showed up in the comic books. Like, we're skipping over the Chameleon. I want to see the Chameleon in a movie. I mean, if you remember Amazing Spider-Man issues like 604, 605, he's throwing people in acid. He's taking their identity, then throwing them in vats of acid that's underneath the chair trapdoor. That's crazy. That'd be a great film. I would like to see him in a movie eventually. I'm sad we skipped him. However, I will say I have no desire to see the Tinkerer in a movie ever. Thanks again, Matt and Joe, for this awesome podcast. Thanks so much for giving us the opportunity to answer the question of the week. And don't worry, I'll get someone to pick up after Lockjaw after all. Amazing Spider-Brad, king of the MP3. I'll claim it. Amazing Spider-Brad, out.
Spider-Brad, go ahead and cut that prospect patch right off. You are a full-fledged MP3 original. Welcome to the Lords of Discipline, sir. Wow. Wow. Hard to fit a chameleon rant into a rap. I get it. I get that. But holy damn, that was good.
I'd love to see the Tinkerer in a movie, just saying.
You could make a Tinkerer cool. You'd probably make a Tinkerer cool.
Obviously, he's not the main villain. He's never the main villain.
No, that was fantastic.
I don't even... Let's move on.
I don't have anything to add to that. That was incredible. Let's see if our buddy Shonix was able to compress things a little bit this week. I have a feeling he's going to yell at me, but because I cut him off last week, but he knows that I love him. I apologized on Twitter. Shonix, what you got for us?
Hello, Two-Headed Nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer. It got dropped. We got to see it. Everybody's oohing and on. Nerds unite. And that's what we're here for, to tell our thoughts, our opinions, our, I don't know. Well, here it goes. A little background on me. The Spider-Man movies, the first three, I'm going to include them in the Spider-Man franchise because they're all put out by the same distributor. So I'm just going to put them all in the same one, lump them together. But the first Spider-Man movies, Tobey Maguire was a bad Peter Parker and a bad Spider-Man. I really enjoyed the villains, minus Venom. That was shoehorned in. Octopus I thought was fantastic. Even, Power Ranger. Green Goblin was good, minus the suit, but still good. Even liked Sandman. So that was pretty cool. Hated Tobey Maguire. Just so then, when this new Spider-Man movie came out, I didn't want to see it at all. I was like, oh, retelling of the origin, all that stuff. Then I saw it. I rented it. I broke down and rented it. I can't keep my nerd cred if I don't watch every comic book movie. But I was entertained by it. I enjoyed it. But like this trailer and like the movies before it, especially starting with Spider-Man 2. The first one, now I'm getting myself confused. The animation with Spider-Man and how they changed him and made him so just completely CGI and digital, it doesn't look right. It looks like you're watching a cutscene from a video game. Whereas the trailer begins, and I was really pulled in because you see like him diving as Spider-Man. The suit is like flapping in the force is making the suit just flap in the breeze and just all the wind. I really like that. That pulled me in. I was enjoying it. Then they show Rhino in his exosuit and yeah, I kind of got pulled back, and then you get the final battle sequence with Electro and Spider-Man, and I was like, well, we're going to return back to that stuff. and just Spider-Man just changing sizes. He always seems to get really elongated or really get... It's really weird. He's unproportional when you CGI. I think they have too much... I don't know. They use it too much. But anyway, I don't want to make this one too long because, you know, Matt's going to just...
I didn't cut him off. He did that. Okay? I did not cut you off.
Very clever, Sean. Very clever.
So I think I understand what he's saying, and I agree that the first Amazing Spider-Man, I really liked the way Spidey looked. I really liked the poses they put him in, and I thought he moved more like Spider-Man than Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man did, but I agree there was some heavy CG in there. And I just kind of went with it because I enjoyed the way he looked so much. So I just kind of let it wash over me. I do think it looks better in this one, though. I mean, just in the trailer, from what I've seen. And I agree. When we first see him falling and the wind and everything, you could tell he's wearing a costume. In the last one, it looked like his spider skin, you know?
Right. And, you know, I'm going to disagree with Sean. I mean, maybe they're not doing it on purpose, but... I kind of like that he gets kind of exaggerated and distorted a little.
Yeah, I don't...
Because, I mean, look at...
It doesn't bother me so much.
Look at McFarlane's Spider-Man. Right. That's Spider-Man.
Or Eric Larson's Spider-Man.
He gets all weirdly shaped. I mean, that's kind of how he does it. But, I mean, I get it. It doesn't look necessarily right in real life, but it's never been enough that I've been bothered by
it. Yeah, it's not a deal breaker for me. Yeah. Moving right along to the famous Andrea Shocklink. By the way, Shonix... You're in, buddy. MP3 crew. Lord of Discipline.
No, he can't. He can't join the crew for legal
reasons.
Oh, that's
right. That's right. He can't. He's in a rival gang. Well, not a rival gang, but a separate charter. So
he's already in a crew of his own.
Move right along to the famous Andrea Shockling, as you may have heard. She writes our scripts, too. Let's see what she has to say.
That isn't true.
Change your mind.
Oh my God.
But you cannot change your heart.
Hi boys, it's Andrea at Andrea Shock on the Twitters and one half of Comics Therapy with Aaron Myers. So, Amazing Spider-Man 2, huh? I was underwhelmed. I'm sorry. I tried. After my initial viewing, like the rest of the internet when it first dropped last week, I watched it 3 more times just for you guys because I'm dedicated like that. I thought the trailer itself was muddy and frenetic, but that's nothing new for big-budget action movies. I'm sure it will look great on the big screen. So why am I less than excited? Then it hit me. Maybe my love for this character has petered out. Another Amazing Spider-Man movie is not what I'm missing in my life. Yes, Andrew Garfield is adorable, and more Emma Stone is always a good thing. But I've moved on. It's not you, Petey, it's me. We've grown apart. Call me when Superior Spidey makes his movie debut. That guy knows how to have a good time. Thanks, boys. For love, not here,
not now, no way. So it's not The Amazing Spider-Man 2, it's Andrea.
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, it's Andrea.
Yeah, but that's actually kind of a fair point.
I get it.
They've done him to death, kind of.
I totally get it. And I think this one is going to suffer from more of that same criticism that the first one got, which was like, we just had a Spider-Man movie. Do we really need more of this? Do we really need more? Now, I would argue that the first one was good. It was fun and it was worth it. And I'm glad I saw it. I think it was better than the Raimi movies.
But I understand why somebody
and I get that.
Would be a little... just done with Spider-Man.
So it's, you know, totally valid. I'm not going to give it that she gave it a thumbs up or thumbs down. She went, meh. I barely care. Which, kind of a Roderick Ruth answer.
Hey.
Roderick Ruth likes to call us and say, I didn't pay any attention to what you were talking about.
Are you sure you're thinking of Roderick Ruth?
Who is it that always called us and gave us a, I didn't read it, I didn't watch
that's
it?
That's Camarillo Brillo.
Oh, that's Brillo. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm calling in with my answer to the question of the week. I don't have an answer for the question of the week.
It's Camarillo Brillo calls us with those. I don't remember what the question was. Just want to call in.
And he hasn't called in.
He hasn't.
Because we've made fun of him too much.
Perhaps.
I noticed that he called into Comics Therapy.
He did.
Hmm.
I heard that too.
Hmm.
Cam, come back to us, baby.
Hmm.
Speaking of Roderick Ruth, who I wrongfully accused of not answering, here he is, MP3 from Roderick Ruth. By the way, Shock, you're in, baby. Old school, MP3 original. Let's see what you got, Ruth.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. It's Roderick Ruth, the man that can't be stopped, here with my response to this week's question of the week, which was, what were our impressions on Amazing Spider-Man 2, the trailer? I gotta be honest here, my inner Spidey fanboy was elated with this trailer. Visually, everything looks great. The special effects look awesome. Spidey catching cop cars is rad. And if that last scene with Electro firing bolts of electricity, you know, as Spidey weaves back and forth through the cityscape, didn't give you at least mild goosebumps, then you need to make like a tree and get out of here. It seems that Sony Studios is trying to catch up to Marvel's success by aggressively pushing the envelope of their superhero franchise. I don't have a problem with Jamie Foxx and Smurf face as Electro, or even Paul Giamatti in a giant mech suit as Rhino. I was a bit concerned with, Dane DeHaan as Harry Osborn, but just because I don't know how far this movie will go with his goblin alter ego. But if you saw Chronicle, you know the actor can play an evil, spoiled brat with family issues fairly well, because he's got some chops. Heck, this entire cast all have acting chops. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they're able to put forth on the screen. And that whole Robert Parker being killed for trying to blow the whistle on Oscorp angle is freaking awesome. Vulture wings, Doc Ock arms. I swear, if we get a major blockbuster movie starring the Sinister Six, I'll listen nerdgasm everywhere.
Gross.
And die a happy man. And if this movie gets us there, more power to it.
This is a PG-13
show.
So
anyways, guys, it's been fun. Until next time.
Thank you, Roderick. Please clean up your mess before you leave. It's all good points. He's super happy. He likes the conspiracy theory with the family as opposed to some other peeps.
Randy wasn't into it.
Rando, not into it. But this is exactly the opposite. And, you know, I agree with him. I think it's interesting. We'll get to me in a little bit here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Roderick Ruth, thank you for your answer. Still a prospect, buddy.
No, why is he a prospect?
He's got to get some music in there or something, you know?
But he's faithful.
You got to wow me. That's all I'm saying.
But he's regular.
No, he is
regular. He's consistent.
All right. Joe Patrick.
You can count on him.
Your sponsor, Joe Patrick.
I'm vouching for him.
He's vouching for you. You're in. You're in. There you go. Retroactively, Randy Andrews, totally in. Been here for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Randrews, as I'm calling him now.
Randrews.
What up, Randrews? You all get nicknames. That's part of the thing. Our final MP3 comes to a Matthew Mahar. Welcome aboard, Matthew. We've never heard from him before, right?
I don't think so.
I like it. Let's see what Matthew had to say.
Hey, nerds. Matt from Chicago here. Mahar Jen on the boards. Calling in with my answer to the Amazing Spider-Man 2 question of the week.
Mahar Jen.
First off, I'm reserving my judgment of the mechanized Rhino suit until after I see the movie. His character is probably hard to adapt for the screen without throwing some radiation at him and turning him into the Hulk. As for the rest, I think it's a case of too much too fast. I like the build-up. Both three villains, I can't see us getting as many of those character moments that build us up for the eventual showdown. I was worried about that even before the Goblin character showed up, and even more so now. I hate to bring up Spider-Man 3, but the bad taste is still there. Anyway, I'm still looking forward to the movie. I had low expectations for the first, and I avoided seeing it until I eventually caught it on TV. I was pleasantly surprised, so I'll definitely see this one while it's still in theaters, but I'm not going to go into it without those same expectations.
Mahar, out.
Mahar, yeah. When I saw Maharjan on the forums, I thought it was M.A. Harjan. I thought they were his initials and his last name.
Very clever, Maharjan. Sir. And he's on the boards. I like
That's
that.
Right.
You should all be on the damn boards. Andrea Shockling just joined the board.
That's right.
Against her better instincts, she joined the board.
That's right. And she put a bow on our Pank Pym discussion.
Oh.
So.
Blown it up. Mahar. Again, afraid too many villains. That seems to be a very popular theme with you guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's go right into it. Let's talk about you and me and what we're thinking. Let's start with
First off, Mahar, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Your jean jacket and prospect patch.
That's right.
Should be arriving by Amazon Air Prime drone any minute.
I thought we had our own drones.
Oh, we got our own drones.
Yeah, we have our own drones.
They're painted to look like Amazon drones so they don't get shot down.
Their name is Wooly Toots. And they will run to your house with your package. So let's address it. Let's go right into it.
Let's address it. Let's rap about it.
Let's talk. And the elephant in the room is too many villains.
Too many villains. Disagree. Don't care.
You disagree.
I do disagree. I mean, I like the character stuff.
Right.
And I know that we need it.
Of course. I feel
like in the first movie, we got it. And now we don't have to waste time with Origin.
Of course.
We don't have to waste time with Uncle Ben.
Yeah, we just get into it, man.
We just get right into it, man. And the three villains part, I think, are directly spun out of the A plot, which is Peter Parker learns that his dad has a secret, Oscorp's evil, go. And so I think it's organically, you know, like Electro is obviously created by Oscorp.
Right.
The Green Goblin is Harry.
Right.
Or I don't know if they're calling him Hobgoblin or what, but...
Well, we'll see.
Chris Cooper does not look like he's villaining anything.
Maybe not. Or maybe his villaining is making him sick. I don't know. We don't
But, I mean, I think it's obvious that it's Harry on the glider because it's a young dude.
Yeah, it looks like it. And he has white hair, so something happened to him.
Well, yeah. There's a scene where somebody's, like, being experimented on, and I think it's...
You think it's Harold?
I think it's Harry.
All right.
So I think that at least two of the villains are organically tied to the main... story,
and we'll
probably
see.
Even the third, probably the Rhino as well.
Yeah, we'll see, but probably.
And so,
and if you are building Sinister Six, we don't know if they, you are.
No, they are.
Which I mean, it looks like it.
Yes.
Then starting with three here makes it easier to introduce three more in the next one.
Right.
Right.
And I think that, like, unlike Spider-Man 3, which only had two villains, right? No, it had three.
No, there were three. There were three. But then they did the Spider-Man team up in the end, and Harry right. flew around with Spidey.
But all three,
so dumb.
All three villains were the products of three different stories. And so that, I agree, is too much going on, and then trying to expect it to all tie together.
Okay, this is where I was going to go, right with what you're touching on. I don't think too many villains is valid because, and I can't remember who said it. It was Stephen Fino said it. The problem with Spider-Man 3 was not too many villains. The problem was terrible writing.
Terrible writing.
Totally yeah. agree. And there's no reason why three villains can't be written well. It's a matter of how are they going to write this?
Well, right. That's I mean, Spider-Man fights multiple villains all the time yeah. in the comics, and nobody says, well, there's not enough character development.
Right. There's no reason why...
And I
why
realize that's because the comic comes out every month.
Of course. But there's no reason why it can't be done well here also.
Right.
So I don't think that's valid. I think judging this by Spider-Man 3... By Sam Raimi Spider-Man 3 is not fair because this is not Sam Raimi Spider-Man. The first one was nothing like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 1. I think it was arguably much better. So
I agree.
Let's not judge it like that. That's all I'm saying. Let's not look at it like that, guys. Let's stay positive.
That's not to say that cautious optimism or even concern is not warranted. No. I get it. We've been burned before.
Sure. And I'm right there with you. I want this to be good, and I'm cautiously optimistic,
but from my perspective, the fact that all of the villains seem tied to one particular element in the story,
right,
is a positive, as opposed to
right. They're just coming
in Spider-Man 3, where they're just like Sandman's an escape convict,
right? Coming in from three different directions out of nowhere,
and suddenly Venom,
right,
for no reason,
and let's tag each other and we'll both beat up on Spider-Man.
Right.
While the ref's not looking.
As far as the number of villains, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Moving on. The next big thing everybody talked about. Rhino robot armor. Rhino exosuit. Let's discuss that. What do you think?
I'm conflicted.
I was when I first saw it. Here's my thinking on it now. If you tried to do the Rhino the way he was done in the Spider-Man comics, it would just come off as really stupid.
But why?
Because it would be dumb if he put on a big gray Rhino suit and then accidentally got stuck in it.
Like, no, he's not accidentally.
Basically the Rhino's origin.
He's not accidentally stuck in it. He's fused to it.
How does he go to the bathroom? You know, it's just stupid. A guy running around in a giant Rhino suit would be dumb. If they wanted to do a giant guy with a Rhino horn, you know, like he's a mutant guy or something, maybe. I think the only way to make this fit into sort of a real world setting where you're going to sell it to a lot of people who aren't Spider-Man fans, who aren't comic book readers, who are just going to come in and go, oh, all right, let's watch this movie, is an exosuit. And I thought the exosuit looked kind of cool.
I think it looks like a Transformer and he's sitting in it like a car.
Does kind of look like a Transformer, but it's big. It's real big.
Sure. No, I mean, I have reservations. That's not to say that I hate it. I have reservations.
Look, I love the Rhino. I'll be the first one.
I'm flat out disagreeing that they could not make a more traditional looking Rhino costume look good on the screen.
Oh, I think it'd be silly.
They make Spider-Man look good on the screen. Yeah, how's that any different?
Because Spider-Man's not supposed to be a giant rhinoceros. Okay, that's how it's different.
Rhino's not a giant rhinoceros either.
No.
He's a man with a battle suit on, and he can't take it off.
I think the exosuit looks cool, and I'm fine with it.
I'm willing to wait and see.
And truthfully, there's nothing about like the Rhino's character that I desperately need in my Spider-Man movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to upset me if Paul Giamatti is just a guy that is really good piloting an exosuit or built it or whatever.
No, he's a Russian mobster.
Right. I mean, maybe he bought it or whatever. That doesn't bother
me. The Tinkerer is in this movie.
Yeah. Maybe he is the Tinkerer. I don't know. So the third thing that people were talking about, Electro, the way Electro looks.
I think he's fine. He looks like Ultimate Electro.
I think he looks awesome.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think he looks totally awesome. I don't like Smurf face. No, he looks rad.
I mean, he's blue with electricity and he's energy, not Smurf face.
Right. And I think he looks kick ass. And I'm fine with Jamie Foxx doing it. And I even like the cheesy, you know, like a world without Spider-Man. You know, like that's great. He's a bad guy. He should be twiddling his mustache a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have no reservations about Electro. I will be honest. My main reservations about Electro come from the weird, like, nerdy Max Dillon that they're doing, where he's, like, this dorky scientist dude with, like, weird straight hair. But, yeah, so Jamie Foxx, obviously, is a black man, and...
Wait a minute, back up.
In Amazing Spider-Man 2, if you Google images of him as Max Dillon, he's just, like, a perpetual dorky pocket protector scientist guy. And he's balding, not bald.
I didn't know
balding,
that.
And he's got this stringy, straight hair. It looks super weird. But who cares? He's Max Dillon.
Whatever.
It can't be Max Dillon. I fix phone poles and I got struck by lightning.
Yeah, that's right? Dumb. You know, we have to keep in mind that like a lot of these villains that we hate, no, pardon me, that we love,
have their
pretty
roots.
Pretty ridiculous origins.
Yeah, well, of course. You know? So I'm fine with it. I think Electro looks great. The Goblin stuff, I'm a little leery on. Not leery, but, you know, I'm curious.
And I know I just said we can't judge this by Spider-Man 3, but we did see Harry again wearing some kind of harness and standing on a weird techno glider thing. Yeah,
that makes right. He's definitely not like he's not dressed as the Green Goblin as we know him.
If you're gonna do a Goblin thing, I would kind of hope they would do like an Ultimate Goblin thing. I'd like to see him big and scary.
It's interesting. I'm kind of curious about it, and so far I haven't seen enough of it really.
Right.
I am super pumped at the Sinister Six idea. Like it's very very obvious that they are building to the Sinister
Six. If that's
Six.
What they're doing, I love it.
Six tubes open up.
That's cool.
There's octopus arms.
Right.
There's
on.
Vulture wings in there.
Totally awesome.
Norman Osborn's little yes man that was at the very end of the last movie. He comes to the lizard in the cell.
Oh. Okay.
In the credit sequence in the last movie.
He's the spot.
I think he's the I'm hoping that he is Adrian Toomes, the Vulture.
How did he get in and out of the cell?
I don't know. He's Norman Osborn's flunky. The dude's got power.
Okay.
Maybe the cops are on the take and they let him in.
I suppose, but he like left without the door opening or closing.
I don't think they showed
the shadows. And then they showed him like they showed the lizard, Dr. Connors, talking to an empty room. He's like, leave him alone. Leave Spider-Man alone. And they pan back and the room is empty.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was way mysterious. Regardless, give me your overall impression.
I'm super excited.
You're super excited.
I'm very, very excited. I loved Amazing Spider-Man 1.
I'm super excited too.
And I was very leery about that movie.
Oh yeah, I was too.
I was in the camp that's like, why are they redoing Spider-Man? Why are they redoing this origin? Why do we need this again?
Yeah.
And,
but this is different. They're doing the family thing. I like that.
And I was very impressed with the first one.
They're buttoning everything up as opposed to where Sam Raimi just threw a bunch of shit against the wall.
I thought Andrew Garfield was definitely a better Peter Parker.
Definitely. No doubt.
I thought that the way that he moved and demonstrated his spider powers was better in this.
Way better.
Whereas Tobey Maguire was just kind of like jumping from thing to thing and occasionally shooting webs.
Right.
You know, this guy's like doing backflips and weird crouches.
And dodging bullets like with his arms up and stuff.
Yeah, I love all
cool.
that. I love, let me tell you, this might sound weird. I loved the fact that they showed him catching a car. Because my number one pet peeve when it comes to translating superheroes to other media is that they're not faithful to how powerful these characters are.
Oh, like how strong he is.
Like in Superman the animated series and Justice League, Superman is often like grunting and struggling. Like
I call it He-Man syndrome. And what it is like back in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, occasionally you would see He-Man like easily lift Castle Grayskull above his head, you know, like just rip it out of the foundations sure. and pick it up. And then, you know, an 8-foot dinosaur comes along and he like has trouble like picking it up or wrestling it yeah. or something, you know, like what's the problem, He-Man?
Right, exactly. And I understand that they depowered that character for the cartoon and I get it, but like he's Superman. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And so Spider-Man is a character that despite his size is extremely strong.
Right.
And the fact that he's catching a car in midair made me tingle with delight.
And they definitely touched on that in the first one. I mean, where he was like doing the handstand on one finger and stuff and like, and he was pulling, you know, parts of a building apart to help people. Like, but I don't think there was a part in The Amazing Spider-Man where we went, oh, he's superhumanly strong.
There was not really, it wasn't really part of the story demonstrating that right. strength. And I loved seeing that in this trailer.
Yeah, they need to do that.
And it's not like Spider-Man is very, very strong, but he's also not Superman strong. So right. he's got limits. But catching a cop car is perfectly within Spider-Man's limits.
Totes.
And I was very happy to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think now, I mean, like, I get it. All these trailers look like super action Hollywood fluff, packed full of effects, hard to follow. But that's the idea. They're trying to pull you in. That's all I'm saying, Shock. You know, they're trying to get you. And I thought it looked great. I think it looks like a ton of fun. I really like the first one. I'm not worried about this. I think it's not going to be the best movie ever, but I bet it's going to be a lot of fun.
I will say that I do wish that Marvel Studios had control over Spider-Man.
Absolutely. If for no other reason to see him with the Avengers and stuff. You know, I mean, just or interacting with Daredevil or right. something, you know.
But I have no problems with how Sony and Mark Webb.
No, they're doing a great job.
Have treated this particular version of the franchise.
Absolutely.
And so I'm looking forward to Amazing Spider-Man
2. I am too. Guys, girls, MP3 crew, thank you so much for all your answers. We love interacting with you cats. There will be a new question of the week up this Friday. You got to watch our Twitter and our Facebook. We announce it there, and then you go to the forums. And if you choose, you can write a book about your answer right there in the forums. We interact with you there, and we love when you guys write there. We love you even more when you call us at 402-819-8194.
4894. 402-819-4894.
Okay, there it is. That is your definitive number. I was so proud of myself. I was like, I remembered it.
He didn't remember it.
And like we said, you can always record an MP3 and send it to us. All I ask is that you watch your volume levels a little bit, just so everybody can hear what's going on.
They're working with what they got.
I get it.
We're grateful for the efforts.
We love it. That's why Stephen Fino is still a prospect. But you'll get there, buddy. You'll get there. Stick with it. We got a new Two-Headed Nerd episode coming this weekend, and as a special treat, it is Cookie Fest at the Ziggurat. This is a party that my wife hosts every year. I wasn't even invited for the first few years we were dating. You have to earn your way in.
You have to marry into Cookie
Joe
Fest.
Joe Patrick married in, but every year at Cookie Fest, we get a little tipsy and record the Two-Headed Nerd drunk show.
I think this is only our second annual.
This will be our third.
No, I don't think we did a drunk show first year.
This is our fifth.
I wasn't, because I didn't marry Michelle until last year.
This is
year.
Seventh annual drunk show. I'm having trouble remembering. But we'll see you this weekend. We can't wait.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's comic pushes this week.
Yeah.
And I am not sure how
could get
that's going to get accomplished.
Could get really
if ugly. I have drank an entire bottle of Manischewitz.
Stay tuned for that crap.
Hey, nerds. If you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894. Or using the Skype username, Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.
A listener-gasm everywhere.